You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today is a very special episode. I have Garrett Mott on the line, who is a just released latest edition of the Money Matters Real Estate Edition, volume number 2 with us. Really excited to talk about his published work with us, and also about starting a new law firm with some of his partners called Hennig Law Corporation. So we're going to get into all of that. But first, Garrett, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you having me back again.
Oh man, so we have so much to cover, so little time. So let's just jump right in. I want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Hennig Law Corporation. Again, congratulate you for starting the new firm. So tell us a little bit more about the specialties, please.
Happy to. So we're a construction only specialized law firm. We handle most of the ENR, that's engineering news record. Those are the top construction firms in the country. We handle all of their claims, and we also handle a lot of work for owners and for real estate investors and developers. But our specialty, like I mentioned, is solely construction. We, all of us that join the firm, are trial lawyers. We all have experience trying cases to juries, and we use that experience, whether it's advising our clients on contracts, what we've seen has worked in the past, what we've seen doesn't work in the past, so you don't want those in your contracts, but we use that trial knowledge that we've developed over years of trying cases to juries in our practice.
It's awesome, and I mean, I think it's also a great transition. That's one of the reasons I was really excited to have you write on this subject for us in our real estate edition of Money Matters. So your chapter in the book, so Deconstructing the Law of Construction for California Real Estate Investors and Developers. So first off, what was the inspiration for this?
Well, like I mentioned, we represent a lot of these very large ENR companies, but my personal passion is representing middle market style companies, especially ones that don't have in-house counsel. And that's because I find I can provide a lot of value from being involved in these construction trials. And I specifically identified these three areas that I see a lot of middle market style developers, investors having issues with. And that was the mechanics lien issues, the Right to Repair Act issues, and then change orders especially are probably the largest issues that we see.
Let's go. So we're not going to have time to go into all of them today. And to the listeners, even if we did have time, we wouldn't, because we want you to go out there and buy that book. Yes, we do sell books here still. So that being said, I do want to get into some of these, though. So let's just start with some of the things that you brought up in the mechanics liens section. So where do you want to start with that one?
Sure. So I think on mechanics liens, I know we don't have a lot of time here, but one thing I'll tell the owners and developers on this call, really one thing to look out for is making sure that subcontractors on your jobs are giving you prelims. Those are preliminary notices. And just to give you a 30-second spiel about that, subcontractors have to give the contractor, and really it goes up to the owner, a 20-day preliminary notice. If they don't give that notice, they can't enforce a mechanics lien. And a mechanics lien is really the main thing that's going to cause owners the most problems, because mechanics liens, you put them on the property, they can sue you and go after the lien and eventually foreclose on your property just to get paid. It's one of the most powerful remedies available in California. And if they didn't issue that prelim, which we see all the time, subcontractors fail to do that, they can't collect on that. And they'll try and threaten you, and you've got to make sure that they did that, because if they didn't, they can't collect.
And so I do want to go into one more of these. So let's go also into change orders. So let's tee that one up for us.
Sure. Change orders is by far the biggest issue that we see, whether it's on a big job, a small job. I mean, we're even talking just remodeling your bathroom. And let me just set the stage for what a change order is. Say you have a $10,000 bathroom remodel. You're going through it, and the contractor during the job comes up to you and says, well, you know, we're already halfway through the job here, but we discovered something. It's a differing site condition. We noticed that maybe your bathroom isn't going to work out this way. We're going to have to charge you an extra $5,000 to do whatever we need to do extra. You're kind of in this weird position where you're in a sunk cost position with this contractor. You've already hired him. He's already doing some work for you. And now he's coming to you and asking you for more money to do something extra. It's those situations that occur both in the small time stuff like this and in really large jobs. And the way to avoid that, and the advice I give in the book, is you have to make sure that all change orders are in writing and that they're signed so that everyone handles it the right way. A lot of people will just orally consent to change orders. That's a disaster. It always turns out to be a problem. You don't want to do it that way. So that's sort of what we talk about in the book.
And so a couple things here. So final couple parts of this. So if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on working with or learning more about Hennig Law Corporation, I mean, first thing first, what's the best way for them to connect? And then second, what are the types of clients that are typically a right fit?
Great questions. So first, if they email me directly, I'm extremely responsive on email. My email is Garrett, that's G-A-R-R-E-T-T, dot Mott, at Hennig, that's H-E-N-N-I-G-H, law.com. I'll respond right away to any of the questions. I'm happy to help out. I love educating people on this stuff. On your second question about types of folks that we try to work with, like I mentioned, I'm very passionate about kind of middle market clients because I feel that I can provide the highest level of value to those clients who don't have in-house counsel or someone who's already on their legal team. So those are the kind of the clients that I think could get the most value out of information like this.
Fantastic. Well, Garrett, it's been great having you back on the show. Again, congrats on launching the new law firm, and also congrats published in the book. It was our pleasure to do that. Love to be able to get all of this information out to our readers. So great stuff there. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give that a subscribe, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on out there. And Garrett, thanks again for coming back on the show.